We're on Daf, Peches, Amid Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Afanan Nami Tanina. So Rav Idi Bar Oven wants to bring a raya that there is such a concept of Takonas Ushe, that the Ishe is not capable of selling a Nichse Maluk. So he wanted to bring a raya from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows, Me'idan onu be'ish ploini shegirish es ishtoi v'nosan k'subosa. Two Adam came and said that ploini was megarish ishtoi v'nosan k'subosa, which was a 100% lie. He wasn't Megarish, his wife. He didn't give her a ksubit. But he tachta mishamashta, she's still married to him. And there was no such thing as a get in a piroin ksubit. Nimtso zaymemen. And now we were mazim. These edim were mazim the edim. So it seems they had an intent to be mapsed the ksube from the isha. And really, he owes her a ksube. Never gave her a get, he never paid up the ksube. Ein oimrim yishalmu kol ksuboso. We do not say that since they wanted to be mapsed her the ksube, so they have to pay her the whole ksube. Ela toives hanoas ksuboso. They'll only pay of the toives hanoa of the ksube. Eize o toives hanoas ksuboso. What's the toives hanoa of her ksube? Oimdim, we are Meshaya, we figure out, kama odom roitze litain biksuboso shazu. Shim nis almalo oinis garsho, and she would get the ksubit, v'meisa yirosheno bayla. Let us see Rashi, v'arei tachtov, it's speaking about that he never gave her a get, the ivadai nizgarsha yidei edem acherim, if other edem would say that he gave her a get, ki mishtakri hanoch edem zoymemim, and now you were mazam these edem, have a mishalmin lo kol ksubosa. So then they would pay her the complete ksube. They wanted to be mafsid, the complete ksube from her. That means it is 100% true that he gave her a get. He owes her a ksube, and they said she received the ksube, so they wanted to be mafsid, the ksube from her. The komri nosan lo, because they're saying that he paid her the ksube. Aval hashte, but since this is not the case, the case is that he never gave her a get. And they said he gave her a get and he paid the ksube. Shema eina asida lito ksubos aloilam. So how can one assume that their mafsat ho the ksube, because they said that she received the ksube, and they should pay her the ksube, maybe she'll never get a ksube. Shema Thomas v'yirosheno bailo. Maybe she'll die before her husband, and her husband will yarshena. V'nimtzesh lo'yoyu mafsidim o'isa klum. So we weren't mafsid you anything. Who said that you would ever got a ksuba? Yeah, we said you're not going to get a ksuba, but who said, b'li eitu seinu, that you would ever have gotten a ksuba? Maybe you'll die before your husband, and you'll never get a ksuba. Lefichach, therefore, ein oimrim yishalman lo kol ksubosa. Therefore, we will not say that they should pay her the whole ksuba, because who says they were mafsed her ksuba? Who says she would ever have gotten a ksuba? Elo oimdim oisa, we evaluated, kama odom roitze liten lo miyad biksubosa ala sofik. How much money could she get now? She's married to her husband. There are possibilities she'll receive a ksubit. there are possibilities she won't receive a ksuba. So now, if she would go and sell her rights, how much money would she get? Kama adam reitza liten lo miyad. That means she's married now. She is a, there's the possibility she might get a ksuba. Let's think about the mona mosaim. There's a possibility she might get a ksuba. She might end up with mosaim zuz. There's a possibility she won't get anything. She might die b'chaye b'ayla. So she'll come over now to a speculator and ask him, how much money will you give me now? There's a possibility you might make a sayim zuz, or you might lose the money you invest. So let's say, for practical purposes, he'd give her 50 zuz. No, it's worth to invest 50 zuz. I might lose the 50 zuz, but lida gisa, I might gain mosayim zuz. So now, Kozman, she's married to her husband, she has these 50 zuz in her pocket. That means she has this opportunity to sell the ksuba al kaponim for 50 zuz. Her rights to apply the ksuba al asofik is zikha a 50 zuz value. Now the Edim come and say that her husband gave her a get and she received the ksuba. So they were clearly mafsid from her 50 zuz. More than 50 zuz, we can't say they were mafsid, who knows. But 50 zuz she had, because there was a zicha on market, people would invest 50 zuz with a possibility they might get from this investment 200 zuz. Elohim rim, Elohim demoisa kama odam roitza liten lo miyad b'ksubosa ala sofik. That means there are two possibilities. He might end up with Mosaim Zuz. And then he'll lose his $50 investment. She possessed this potential money. She possessed, Kozman, she was married to her husband. She possessed a capability of making 50 zuz, else the suffix she might end up with receiving a ksuba. Now, the Edim that said that she received a ksuba already, is they were mafsid of these 50 zuz. V'domim halolu yitnu lo ha'edim. And this money, the Edim should give her. The toivas hano zu mafsidin oiso miyad. This teizicha wa mafsita. By saying that she was giget and received taksuba, so they just were mafsid from her these 50 zuz. She im tovei lamoche b'toivas hano zu leituchal. Now, she had up an advertisement, ksuba for sale for $50, and people were calling her up, and all of a sudden the Edom came to Bezin and said that she was giget, and she got a ksuba, so they were mafsat her 50 zuz. Toivas hano kloima dovamut. So this is a barais. V'yisal kedaitoch, leser letakona susha. If you'll say there's no such thing as takona susha, now we have to understand the ksuba included more inyonim. The ksuba included yes, the giver mosaim zuz, but then there's other things that have to. If he gives her a get, he has to pay her and return to her. He has to give her the nisei tzayim balzo. That means the nechosim that he was. It was Eichel Peiris the whole time. And now if he gives her a get, she gets back to Nechosim. And also, that's Nichsem Beluk, and Nichsem Tzayim Balzo. Nichsem Tzayim Balzo is as follows. Nichsem Tzayim Balzo means that when this was the Nadin that the every Kala brought in when she got married. That means there was she brought in money for the chos, and this was a common practice that she brought in, let's say, she brought in $2,000 or shabbat kesef for the, that was the nadin for the chos. but there was an agreement on these $2,000. And these $2,000, if she dies first, oh, it's his. If he dies first, or if he gives her a get, he has to pay back $2,000. It was a shuma how much she brought in. That was the nadin for the chosen. That's his. Kozman, they're married. But if he gives her a get, if he dies, he has to pay it back. Now, the Nitzay Tzayim Basel is, it's irrelevant. Let's say she brought in a kaka that was worth $2,000. It's irrelevant if real estate went up, if real estate went down. He has to pay her back the shavias that they were shum, bishas, the nesuin. He has to pay her back this amount. He has to pay back $2,000. That's Nichsei Tzimbal. Nichsei Maluk, his pshat is, she never gave it to him. Nichsei Maluk is hers. Zatakonos Chazal is allowed to pay this from the Nichsei Maluk. Now Nichsei Maluk is, so there the din is, when he gives her a get, she takes back her Nichsei Maluk. How much this Nichsei Maluk is worth now, Bishas Gerishin, that's what she gets back. Bichso, bichso lo, esiro, esiro lo. Because the real estate went up, so she gained. If real estate went down, she loses. I mean, this was never given to him. This is her. She came in with these possessions. He has a schus achilas peiros from a Nichsei Maluk. So Mamela, when he gives a get, she takes back. She never gave this to him, but he was eating the peiros. Now, she'll take back the Nichsei Maluk. Now, for a minute, let's not discuss the Nichsei Maluk. We'll see later why the Gemara didn't discuss it. But the Gemara now wants to speak about the Nichsei Tzayim Basel. The Nichsei Tzayim Basel. So the Gemara had a problem. The Gemara had a problem. Lamaise, she brought in the Nichsei Tzayim Basel. So the Gemara held, if there's no takonas ushe, so this is the karka that she brought in. So she could sell the karka. She could sell the karka before he gives her a get. And if she sells the karka, so if she dies, he won't yashin her. The Gemara understood that he yashins the Nichsei Tzayim Basel if she dies. But if she sells the karka, so he doesn't have what to yashin. It's sold already. So it will belong to the Lekeach. If one is capable, the Gemara compared Nichsei Maluk to Nichsei Tzayim Basel. Just like Nichsei Maluk, she's capable of selling Bechaye Baila, because Kinyan Peres of the Baal is Lavke Kinyan Aguf, so she could sell now Hanichsei Tzayim Basel. He'll eat Peres because he has a Tzutzachilis Peres in this Karka. But after she dies, it goes to the Lekeach. There was a special Takona Susha that she can't sell it. Fine. They made that she's not the Bailim on the Karka. But let us say there's no such thing as Takona Susha. There's no such thing as Takona Susha. So Lemaise, she could sell the Nichsei Maluk, and the Gemara El Tua, then she can sell the Nichsei Tzayim Basel. So Memele, if she could sell the Nichsei Tzayim Basel, so now the Edim Zaymimim were mafsad are gebalt. It Lagabi, the Mosayim, Mona Mosayim de Ksube. So he owes her, if he gives her a get. If she dies, he doesn't know her. So Mamela, so the Mona Mosayim that they were mafsatar, it's not who says that she would ever get the Ksube, so we're Meshaya with the Taibas Hano that she possessed. But the Nichsei Tzayim Basel, which was her Kalke, if she's capable of selling this, so now Bechaye Baila, she has, it's not a Suffolk, this is not a Suffolk acquisition. It's my Kalke. And I could have sold it. Now you said that he gave me a get and he gave me everything back. Now he lost everything. But so they were mafsid her the full amount of the Nichsei Tzayim Basel. The full amount. That means, she could have sold the Nichsei Tzayim Basel. And by selling the Nichsei Tzayim Basel, the Lekuchas will zicher get it. when they'll get it, they don't know. When she'll die, when he'll die, but al-kaponim, they'll get it. So she had a possession that was worth the full amount. Not a suffix. Maybe she'll be zeicha, maybe she won't be zeicha. Bisalke daitoch, now let's get back to the Gemara. Bisalke daitoch, lesser le takonesusha. There's no such thing as takonesusha. And le maise, she's capable of selling whatever she brought into the household. She could sell it. Samay yirushena baylo, tazbet, ksubosa le gamri. So in the Nichsei, Tzoyim Barzel, she has a capability of selling it legamri. There's no suffix. She can sell it. At the Baal, she says, may when she'll die, the Baal won't yashin it. Tazmin Subosa legamri. In this, they were mafsit her legamri, the Edom Zaymimim, by saying that everything was paid up to her. Omar Abaye im Omru Benichsei Meluk Yoimru Benichsei Tzoyim Barzo. So Abaye said, entschuldigt, by Nichsei Meluk there's Taka Shaila. Benichsei Meluk there's a Shaila without Takones Usha she was capable of selling it. So there Takini Takones Usha. Nichsei Tzoyim Barzo she's even not capable of selling it. So Mamela, so therefore the Edom Zaymimim do not have to pay her for the hesed of Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel. Let us see what Rashi says. If Rashi im omru b'nichsei meluk shetucha l'moicha, she's capable of selling the Nichsei meluk, ve'ein ha'bal moitzi miyad ha'lekuchis. The Baal can't take away from the lekuchis. Sherei im pichsu lo, because over there, the Nifsei Tzayim Barzel is hers. And if you hold Kinyan Peres, Lavke Kinyan Agu, so she can sell. She's the Bailam on the Kaka, she's the complete Bailam on the Nifsei Maluk. He eats the Peres. But the Gufa Kaka belongs to her. So Memele, so she's capable of selling it. And if she sells it, when she'll die, or he'll die, the Lekuchas will take over. So Memele, so she had a value, Kozman, she still married him, that she is a karka that she's capable of selling to Lekuchas. Yaimru benichsei tzayim barzel b'ksuboso. Tahaino nidunye. Benichsei tzayim barzel is the nadin. Shechniso loy b'shuma mibeis aviyah. This is brought in Bishuma. I mean, this is the nadin that the Kala brings the chosin. And we evaluate the karke, whatever she brings in for Tzayim Barzel, we evaluate Pishas the Nisuin. V'koismen oiso b'ksubosa. And this is written in the ksube that the Kala brought X amount of Tzayim Barzel into the bayis for nadin. Umekabel olav chosin achayitz, and the chosin is mekabel achayitz, whatever the Tzoyim Barzel was worth, b'shas to nesuyim, he's going to pay back if he gives her a get or dies. And therefore, so the Tzoyim Barzel is completely his. This is his. The Tzoyim Barzel is his completely. He's mekabel achayitz. Whatever it was worth now, he'll pay her back. So, but it's like, it's not worse than a halvo. I mean, but this is his. He also, if it's a halvo, the zatat, maybe he'll have to pay back. He won't have to pay back. It matters who dies first. But al koponim, this is his legamri. And he has to pay back what he received if he gives her a get or dies. So since, mekabel olav chosin achayis, but he's mekabel achayis. But the etzim tzoyim barzel v'im pichsu, if real estate went down, pichsu loy v'im eisiru, eisiru loy k'damrin en v'yavam esvamon al dekayin gol. So l'maisa, the tzoyim barzel is his completely. She can't sell anything. What can she sell? Forget about the konasusha. This is not hers. He'll owe her if he gives her a get. but what was brought in is his completely. Now Rashi says, Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, what is the Raya Tzayin Barzel, Ayin Sheep? Nechosim Ho'imdim Bachayis HaMekabel L'Shalem Ke'ein Barzel Zeh. It means he's guaranteeing that she's going to get back the Shavius that she brought in. Ke'ein Barzel Zeh Shuhu Koshe Liyes Poiches. That means just like you can't, you don't diminish iron. Iron, this is an ironclad insurance that he's going to pay back what she brought in. Here she's zicha can sell it. So the Gemara is saying that by Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, it's poshet that she can't sell it. And if she dies, it's sold, because it's his. He'll have to give her back if he gives her a get. So forget, that's what we said, that the Edom will make a cheshbon how much the Teva Sano is, how much she could make if she would sell the Ksube, if she would sell the Tzayin Barzel on a Sofik. That's what the Edom pay her. More than that, she doesn't have. Now, Achoinim ask Akashe, the Beis Meir, Avnei Miluim, fine. The Gemara said, Nichsei Tzayin Barzel is poshet that she can't sell. But what's with the Nichsei Maluk? What's with the Nichsei Maluk? We had a whole sugya, and Daf Pei Chesam and Aleph, that the Nichsei Maluk, without that kind of sushi, she could sell. So a mice, Kozman, she's not geget, she had this Shavius with her that whenever she wants, she could sell the Nichsei Maluk. And this is a Vade Mechir, not a Teva Sano, she would get the value of the Nichsei Maluk. And now they said that he paid her everything up. So they were mafsat her this value that she had possessed. Why does the Gemara not speak about Nichsei Maluk? So just like to say one teretz, the Dvayaka brings down this teretz. Perhaps this is the simplest teretz. It seems Nichsei Maluk was not a common possession that a woman had. That means like this. Nichsei Tzayin Barzel was very common. That means you marry off a daughter, you have to give a natan. I mean, that was very, very, very common. So every kala that got married brought a Nichsei Tzayin Barzel with this agreement. Because, Mom, we're married, so it's yours. If you give a get, you have to pay me back the Shavius Pishas the Nisuyin. That's Nichsei Tzayin Barzel. This was very common by every Nisuyin. Nichsei Maluk means we have a psahechetim said that the woman who got married had her own money, and she asked from a great uncle, Akasha from Isaac, she got it, and now she's married, so she has some possessions. This is coming along with her. She got married. This is hers. So Chazal said that, if she has money, they gave him a schus achilas peiris from the Nichsei Maluk. But this was rare. This wasn't common. A woman, some say, comes in with she has wealth. I mean, there wasn't a... So Mamelo said, "Is a poshet the teretz on this? The ask a kasha that Edom Zaymimim should pay for the Nichsei Maluk. They were mafsat her. They'll say we never knew she had Nichsei Maluk. The Einish is kasha zomam lasis lochiv. What we didn't know that. We didn't know. I mean, if you look statistics, you'll see out of 1,000 women that get married, 950 don't have Nichsei Maluk. We didn't know she had Nichsei Maluk." So you can't say we had an intent to be mafsad of the Nichsei Maluk. You knew that he's going to owe her a ksube, and then you were mafsad of the Teva Sanof and the ksube. You knew there was Nichsei Tzayin Barzel, because every marriage works with Nichsei Tzayin Barzel. This you knew. So the Gemara was mafalpul. The Gemara was mafalpul on these mominis, on the and the Ksuba, the Monim Mosayim, and the Nitzay Tzayim Balzo, that you have to pay for, that you know of. Don't tell me you didn't know about this. Every chasna comes with the Chiyav Tashlum Ksuba and Nitzay Tzayim Balzo. But Nitzay Maluk was rare, and some Mela, they, the Mzaymimim, there's no kasha whatsoever, they should pay her for the Nitzay Maluk. They can tie her, we did not know you had Nitzay Maluk, and prove we did know. Main question to Bush is you don't have some Mela, they're put to pay. That is the Gemara. Now, let us see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, and that Pechesam is based. Omar Ravidim Barovin Avanan Namitanina. Taimolari. He says the Gemara wanted to prove from this Baraisa that there's such a concept as Takonas Usha, because if there wouldn't be Takonas Usha, they should pay more to the Isha. So the Gemara brought a Baraisa, it says how much they pay. They pay only the Taibas Hano. They should pay more. It's right, it's Takonas Usha. The Gemara answers, no, and if they say Basel, you don't need Takonas Usha. She's not capable of selling it to begin with. Taimalari, the Shavik Masnisen, the Meseches Makis, Umaisi Baraisa. When the Gemara wanted to prove their point that she can't sell the Nitzay Tzayim Basel, the Gemara proved it from a Baraisa. So they says, why didn't the Gemara bring a Mishnah? There's a Mishnah Masechtas Makis that says as follows. This night we learned in the Mishnah, Me'iden ono es ish ployni shegires es ishtoi, v'loi nosan lo ksube. Now, the case over there speaking about, two Eidim come and say the husband gave his wife a get and he didn't pay her the ksube. Now, so who were they mafsid over there? In the case of the Mishnah, wanted to be mafsid the husband. They said he gave a get. He owes a ksuba. He did not pay anything. State the Mishnah, v'lei bein hayoyim bein mamocho, so if he liten lo ksuba, there's a possibility that, I call the mafsid and the ksuba. He'll have to pay the ksuba ksaimus. He'll give her a get if he dies. So that's not called. They were bevadois mafsid in the ksube because who says bechlal that he wouldn't have to give a ksube side by side. So the Mishnah says, "Oindim kama adam roitza litaim b'ksaboso shozu shim nisalmalo in nisgarsha b'meisa yirshen abayim." So the Gemara says, but we want to figure out how much they were mafsid in. So the Gemara says, we have to figure out how much a person would give money for this ksube on the tzatzofik. He might die, he might give her a get. She might die. Upligi amayroi b'gemore. There's a machlekes amayroi in the Gemara. The ikem on the oma, shomin be'isha. There's one on the oma that says, we figure out how much her Suffolk is worth on the market. Kama adam roitze litain al schus sveiko shel isha. Va meisa yishalmu ha'edim. Which means as follows. Which means, Rashi gives cheshbonis that we'll see if he'll sell his tzatzofik and she would sell her tzatzofik. His is worth more than hers. But let's not get into the details why it is that way, but let's accept this and then go further. There's a machlokes in the Gemara that how much Edom Zaymim have to pay him. Edom came to Bezin, they said, Reuven gave his wife a get, he didn't pay the ksuba, he also the ksuba. So now we have to figure out how much were they mafsid him. It could be Lamais, he's going to give her a get tomorrow. Well, they weren't mafsid him. So we make such a cheshbon, such a shumet. We make as follows. So one man the Omar says, we go over to the Isha. You have, let's say we've got a ksuba of Masai. You have a potential of getting Masai Zuz. If your husband dies, he gives you a get. If you die, so then, there's no Masayim Zuz. how much is this potential worth on the market? How much would a person give you? A person would give her 50 zuz, we said. 50 zuz, that means he's taking a gamble. He might, from his 50 zuz, make Masayim zuz. He might lose the 50 zuz. Fine. It's worth a gamble. So Memela, she would sell, she's capable of selling her ksube, her schus ksube for 50 zuz. She has 50 zuz now. Now, her husband would zicha be maskim, just like any other person, would give her 50 zuz. On the gamble, through this 50 zuz, they might gain mosaim zuz. So it's a worthwhile investment. Her husband would also give her 50 zuz. The husband has a tat. If he gives her a get, or if he dies, he has to pay her mosaim zuz. If she would come over to him and say, would you give me 50 zuz that you shouldn't have to pay me the ksube? And decide you give me a get or die? Definitely. It's worthwhile for him. Just like it's worthwhile for every investor to give her 50 zuz, he'd also give 50 zuz the husband to pater himself for paying the ksube if he dies or gives her a get. Now, so Bikitza, 50 zuz he's muchan to give away to pater himself on the ksube. So that is, so Memela, the 80 zaymim that said you didn't pay the ksube, and you owe her 200 zuz, they really mafsit him 150 zuz. Because 50 zuz, afilo, without the edus, is muchen to give away, but he shouldn't have to pay the ksube. So Memela, so 50 zuz, we consider ki'ilu, he would zicha be maskim to purchase schus sveiko for 50 zuz. So that means these 50 zuz is maskim to give away. So they were mafsid 150 zuz. That's all one Mandi Yoma says. The other Mandi Yoma says that they owe him 100 zuz. We go over to him. We ask him, you have a ksube that there's a potential you'll have to pay it. There's a potential you won't have to pay it. Now someone will come over to you and say, if you won't have to pay the ksube, give me the 200 zuz. If you have to pay it, so then you don't have to give me anything. It seems in Rashi is mavaya that schus sveika is worth 100 zuz. It's worth more. There's different cheshbon is why it's worth more, but it's worth more. So another Mandi Yoma says that Adam Zaymimim, who said that he owes 200 zuz, they have to give him 100 zuz, because 100 zuz he could have gotten by selling schus sveika. See, we have machlokes in the Gemara, how much the Edom have to give him, that they have to give him everything besides schus sveika, or do they give him schus sveika? So this is speaking about the mumminess, which is totally inasophic. Will he die? Will she die? So therefore, the Mishnah says that we're Mishaya how much this Suffolk Mominus, the market value of this Suffolk Mominus, and that's how much they pay the vow. So Factoises Lakula Yeshla Dakdik Amai Betaibas Ano the Im Mesa Yirshena Baila. The Shema he timker v'lo yirshena. That means there's a tzad. Let's talk about the nichsei tzoyim ba'alzel. Taisus understood the nichsei tzoyim ba'alzel is also in this cheshbin. Let's talk about schus sveikoi. Nichsei tzoyim ba'alzel. Maybe you'll have to give the 2,000 zuz. Maybe you won't have to give the 2,000 zuz. So memela you could get maybe for this tzad sofik, 500 zuz. So the Mishnah says, so you give him 500 zuz mitzat sveikoi. Frektoisviz, but there's another cheshbon, but the Gemara doesn't speak about. Maybe she'll sell it. So if she'll sell it, you have nothing, then there's no suffix whatsoever in the tzayim ba'alzel. Maybe she'll sell it. You can't sell if she'll sell it, so that means if she'll die, it also will not belong to the lekeich. It's sold already. So how can you sell schus sveikoi if she's capable of selling the nichsei tzemals? Is that right that there's such a din of takon asusha? So memele, so Tosfos is asking Akasha, the Gemara, good, we have the Teretz Tzemals, it's different, but Al Kaponim, when the Gemara asked the Kasha to begin with, why did the Gemara bring a Baraisa to ask the Kasha? You have a Mishnah. Well, that's the same Kasha from the Mishnah. The Yeshlaima, so Tosfos says, from the Mishnah you have no Kasha whatsoever. I'll tell you why. Dahi amone v'amosayim koma. The Mishnah is speaking about the Mono Masayim. That, and the Mono Masayim, the Zicha Schus Sveikoi. If he dies first, he has to give a Mono Masayim, so Lekech won't get anything. If she dies first, I'll give the Lekech Mono Masayim. So that, so we have to Mishaya, how much is this worth on the market Schus Sveikoi? Let's say is worth 100 zuz, so you pay him 100 zuz. That's pshat the Mishnah. That because the money on Mosayim, there's zichar asofik. The pshita ba'anu that filo mocha ein lekuches goyim money on Mosayim mibal. Ma'ache shemeisa b'chayim bal. The money on Mosayim she can't sell. She can sell the Mono Masayim. How can she sell the Mono Masayim? She can only sell the Mono Masayim if he dies first. If she dies first, she can sell the Mono Masayim. So forget, that's the Tzatzofik. The Tzatzofik is that if he dies, the Lekech won't get anything, and if she dies, he'll get to the Masayim. So Memele, so the Mishnah is speaking about the Mono Masayim, which he possessed a Teivas HaNoah of Schus Sveikoi. And that's what the Edom Zayimim and pay him. They were mafsed him Schus Sveikoi. And we're not speaking about Tzayim Balzel. Because you know why we're not speaking about Tzayim Balzel? Because Tzayim Balzel, Pakelt, you're 100% right. Could be they don't pay at all Tzayim Balzel. Tzayim Balzel could be, he Bechlal couldn't sell the Tzayim Balzel. Because if he dies first, he has to give her the same Basel. Nefilo, she dies first, maybe she'll sell the same Basel, and he also doesn't have anything. Ain't a Hanami, the same Basel, they weren't maps at him at all. Oh, so Mamelo, so the Mishnah that says they have to pay him Schus Sveikoi is speaking about Mona Messiah, which he has a Schus Sveikoi. Nifse same Basel, he doesn't have anything. He can't sell it. If he dies, he has to, he gives to her, and if she dies, who says, he says he gets it back. Maybe she'll sell it. So the Mishnah over there is only speaking about the money, the real money, the greater amount of money that the Mechuyiv to pay him. But Asugye, the Baraisa is speaking about another case. The Baraisa is speaking about that the Edom said that he paid up the ksuba. The Braisa is speaking about that they were mafsit her. If she is capable of selling the nifsei tzayim balzel, and she can sell the nifsei tzayim balzel without any sveikas, she's bekoyach to sell the nifsei tzayim balzel, so it's a bigger hefset. So why does the Braisa only speak about schus sveiko, and does not at all, not as old goyer as the that what she possessed? The Nifsei Tzayim Balzel. That's what Taisa says. Amal hachta hoche, ein litcho is ta amone o mosayim koi. That the Baraisa is only speaking about mone mosayim. The yesh lo latane lishne is ribi tashlumim gabeidim zayim. Forget the tane is to say the greater amount of money that they do zayim a mochiv to pay. Kamoshe yochel lahar beis etzlam. That means the more we can mon from the Edom Zayimim him, That is what she is, that's what the Mechuyiv to pay her. Ve'im tim saloyme, the Nirsei Tzayim Balzi yechayla limka, if she's capable of saying the Nirsei Tzayim Balzi, ken yoysa hoyim avsid, והזיימים לאישי כשהיימים שגיר שם, ונוסן לו כסובוס על נכסי ציין בעלזו, שישר חילו למכר לגמרי. So she had a ownership in the nichsei tzein ba'alzo that she's capable of selling it completely. Mi almon el mosaim she nechelo limka legamri, only at the teves ano. So memela, that was the Gemara's kasha. If there's no takone susha, and she's completely capable of selling the nichsei tzein ba'alzo, so why did the baraisin not speak about this hefzer that they were mafsata? This hefzer is much greater than the teves ano of the mona mosaim. There they said that he didn't pay the ksuba. They want to be mafsid the baal. Shaimrim shegir shvoynosim ksuba. Yoysa oyu mafsidin loy almona masayim. Shemechayven oysa litayim. There they mafsid him. They said he has to go and give the mona masayim. And lemaise, he could have upon him sold the schus sveikoi for that's what mafsim shemi yanifta malitin im Thomas Isha Bechayev, he could have been potter. So mamela he had a schus sveikoi that he was capable of selling. So mamela that's what they were mafsim him. But nichsei tzoyim ba'alzel, if we will say that she's capable of selling it, the shema timka ha'isha, so that means he'll have to pay the nifsei tzein ba'alzel. So memele, so they weren't mafsit him in the nifsei tzein ba'alzel. A fellow without their edus could be he wouldn't have the nifsei tzein ba'alzel when she dies, because maybe she'll sell it, and he won't yashana. L'kavnok does a Muslim love shesh parim etashlum imetzlum. So therefore, the Mishnah in Makkos, which is speaking about, the Mishnah Makkos is speaking about that they were mafsid him. So the Iker Hefzid wasn't the Mona Masayim. That was the Iker Hefzid. That he had a potential of selling schus sveikoi. The Tzain Ba'alzel, it was very, he had a very small market value to sell because Afilu she'll die, maybe she'll sell the Tzain Ba'alzel. And he'll have to pay it, so no one would want to acquire from him schus sveikoi. So therefore they weren't mafsid in the tzein baal. So that's why there was no kasha from the Mishnah in Makkos. Masha ein came. The Baraisa, which is speaking about how much we were mafsid her, the Baraisa says we were mafsid her toibes hano, and that we have a kasha, that we were mafsid her much more than toibes hano. We were mafsid her the capability of, she was capable of selling the nifsei tzein ba'alzel. And now that they said that she got paid, she can't sell the nifsei tzein ba'alzel. That was the Gemara's kasha, and that the Gemara answered that nifsei tzein ba'alzel b'chlal she can't sell. Omar Abai. So now, Abaye said he wants to speak, he wants to go off a little on the tangent. Toivas hano hoyul ba'osi liyodom neima ba'milsa. We're speaking about the toivas hano that she could sell her ksubit. That's what we're speaking about. That's what the Abaye speaks about. If they said he paid her the ksubah, so I'll give her the teves hanoah that she could sell the ksubah. So Abaye said, "Hoy basliyodan name of a milse. Teves hanoah leisha havye." Now let's talk about the shaila. Abaye says that we're not talking about edim zayim, we're talking about a woman sold a ksubah. To someone, she had a Masai, a ksuba that was worth Masai Zuz. She sold it for 50 Zuz. That was Tevis Hano. She got a lekech. She comes home to husband, and she's all smiles, and the husband asks, "My yomi yamayim? I have 50 Zuz." "Yeah, 50 Zuz. How did you get that?" She tells them, hey, she sold the ksuba. She sold the ksuba for 50 zuz. She got 50 zuz. So now the husband is looking very greedily at this 50 zuz, and Mukler, Ashayla, he wants to take this 50 zuz. So Abaye says he can't take the 50 zuz. That's what Abaye says. Amar Abaye, Toivus Nohibo Siliyodom, Neimu Bamilse, Toivus Anoli Ishabe. These 50 zuz are hers. Are hers. What does Rashi say? Toivus Ano, Isha Mecheres Ksubos Alachem, but Toivus Ano, Hadomim Shelo, it's her money, Pain Labal Behem Klu. He can't shepherd with this money. Now, the Chiddush Yarim wants to explain what the Chiddush of Abaye was. The Chiddush Yarim says it'd be a mokim to look at this as follows. The ksuba that he owed her, he owed her Masayim Zuz, Safik, if it'll be Mukhuyif to pay her, Safik, he won't be Mukhuyif to pay her. But al-Kaponim, she has now a value of 50 zuz. I mean, now she has the ksube, but he owes her, or a suffix will have to give her that, is worth 50 zuz. Now, so it's considered she possessed 50 zuz. Now, she went and sold it, and she got 50 zuz. So the Chiddush Yarim in Ksubis wants to say a very tifa vote. He wants to say, there's a Gemara in the Dorim, Chilufim Kigidulim. The Gemara is talking about Koinomis, but Anagei Alonu, Gemara means that if something is also Bano, and it is exchanged for something else, so the exchange is like gidulim. That means I derived, let's talk about a person said a koinam on a bread that's worth a dollar, right? Now we go and we sell the bread, we get a dollar. So the Gemara says, so the exchange for the bread is ki'ilu, it's gidulim, it's like this grew out of the bread. That means, where'd you get a dollar from? The dollar is a profit that's received. If you have the bread, you can get a dollar from the bread. So the Gemara compares chilufim to gidulim. It's like a dollar grew out of the bread. Because from the bread you can make a dollar. You sell the bread, you make a dollar. So it's like gidulim. Zukta Chiddush Yarim, that there was a svara to say, we'll see soon why not. Amayridika svara, she had a schus in the ksube, which is worth $50. That means if he'll die, he has to give him a sayim zuz. If she'll die, doesn't give anything. So about this schus that she has, the market value is $50. She has a schus of $50. Fine. Now she went and transferred this schus into money. Before it was only a schus that she had. And now, from this schus, she made money. She got $50 for the schus. Zogt the Chiddush Yarim, so that be amokim to say, if chilufim ki gidulim, this $50 is considered like the peiris from her schus, and peiris of what she hears, the Baal is oichel peiris. So the Gemara, that's hard to say, that this $50 bill that she got, this is the peiris from her schus, and the Baal eats peiris. So when she comes home with the $50 and a smile on her face, she just made $50, so the husband says, ah, gewaldig, this is peiris from your schus, a Baal Oichel Peiris, whatever you have, the Baal is Oichel Peiris, give me the $50. So, we'll see why he can't say this. That was Abaye's Chiddush. Abaye's Chiddush was, Hoyl v'osu liyodim neima b'milsa. Toivas ano li'isha ave. The Toivas ano goes to her. These $50 are hers. He can take it into his pocket. Is al kedai tech lebal ave. If you'll say that it goes to the Baal. So let's go back to the Baraisa. The Baraisa, we hear that Adam Zaymimim said that the husband paid her the ksubit. He gave her a get and he paid her the ksubit. And the Adam Zaydim were mafsit her. He didn't pay her the ksubit. So they have to pay her $50. They have to pay her $50. They mafsit her $50. But if the din is, the $50 that she gets go to the husband, so it comes that they weren't mafsid or anything. I feel like you'd have gotten $50 to go straight to the husband. So we wouldn't mafsid you anything. So Mimela, so why do you have to pay her $50? These halkadaita lebal ave, lemrulay de my afsid dino. What were we mafsid you? You have a mizavnolo, the toivas anom. If you would have sold your ksuba for $50, Baal Avishokum and he would have taken it from you. So Lamaisafila, you would have sold it. You would not have anything out of it because the Baal would take these $50. So Mamela, and the Baraisa says that they do pay her $50. Is a raya that the Baal doesn't have a schus on these $50. It's completely hers. And Memela, that's if they pay a fit, so the mafsid her $50 by saying that the Baal paid her up to ksuba. Omar Rav Shalman, so he says no. Shum deike revach beisa. There's a revach beisa. What does that mean? Could be the $50 belong to the husband. Could be the $50 belong to the husband. Not the way Abaye said. He'll take the malts payers. So the Edom will tell the Isha, so we weren't mafsid you $50. You wouldn't have had $50 either side. So she said no. You don't understand what was happening over here. My husband was very tight. I asked him, Shabbos, let's serve ice cream. No, there's no money. Sorry, we can't have ice cream. Do you know what I did? I sold the ksubit. I was an extra 50 zuz in the tash. But my husband goes and takes it. But now, he's speakable. So, Memela, if I would have sold the ksubit, and would it be 50 zuz in the house, so it wouldn't be so tight. I could have ice cream every Shabbos. It wouldn't be, the pressure wouldn't be so great. Now that you said he paid the ksubis, so now, I can't do anything. So you were mafsid by saying that the ksuba was paid up. And by making me unable to sell the ksuba, and my husband getting it, you were mafsid for me, the revach beisa. So memela, so you have to pay $50. Well, you were mafsid me. The $50, with the $50, I could have sold the ksuba $50, and my husband would have taken it be revach beisa. Now, because of you, there's no $50, there's no revach beisa. So it could be it's no raya from the beraisa. Zok Rashi, Revach Beisa, Afilim Abal Noitlam, if even the Baal would take them, Noyach Leisha Lamoicha Bechayesh, it's worthwhile for her to sell the Ksuba Bechayesh, they should take Panoso, some Mitsuya Bebeisa Berevach, things will be so tight, some Mugbul, some Mitsumtsim. Fine. This is the Memra of Abaye. Om Harovet, now, Rove wants to, he agrees with Abaye, but he's Moisef one nekud on Abaye. Omar Rove, Hilchese Toivas Hano Leisha, Bein Habal Oichel Peires. Now, he wants to say something else. That Abaye, I agree with you, Abaye, 100%, that the whole 50 zuz does not belong to the Baal. The whole 50 zuz does not belong to the Baal. Nagavucha, the Chiddush HaRim says, Amor HaDikizach, the Chiddush HaRim says, the whole schus of Achilles Peiris that a Baal has, is if it's loikal yakalna. And let's explain this. He brings a Gemara in Ksubis as follows. The Gemara says, let's say that she brought in a coat. She brought in a coat. She asked in the coat from her great uncle. She brought in a coat. No, so that's the Nifsimaluk. That's the Nifsimaluk. Now, what's the Peiris of a coat? You wear it. You'll wear it and wear it and wear it. And he'll get worn out. But the Gemara says he's allowed to do that because she'll be still left over with a worn out coat. That means by him eating the, she is the Keren and he is the Peiris. That means if his Achilles Peiris is not Mechala the Keren completely, he has a Schus Achilles Peiris. If his Achilles Peiris would ruin her Keren, then he doesn't have a schus. I mean, the schus of Achilles Peiris is that she's left over with a Keren, even though he eats Achilles Peiris. Even though the Keren is minute, but al kaponim, you have your Keren, whatever it's worth, and I eat the Peiris. So by a coat, he's allowed to wear the coat, till, even though it's rubbed out, because forget, the shimush of the coat is the Peiris of the coat, and then you have the coat left over here, but you're left over with a worn out coat. So the Chiddush HaRim. But if you will look at the Ksube, that means she had 50 zuz. She was able to sell a Ksube for 50 zuz. And we'll look at the money she derived, that's the Peiris of what she possessed. She had a schus of 50 zuz. And the Peiris, and now that she sold it, this is chiluf and kigidulim, so it's considered like this is the Peiris. Now, if he's going to take these 50 zuz, so she's left with nothing. She's left with nothing. She had a schus, and the schus was nizgashim into $50. And now if he'll take the 50, these are the Peiris of your schus, so what am I left with? Nothing. So, therefore, that's why the 50 zuz does not belong to him. He can't take it out Peiris. But now Rav had another shayla. Rav had a shayla, but good, she has 50 zuz. What happens if she has 50 zuz? She comes and she's married and she has 50 zuz. So the husband says, no, we do with this 50 zuz. We buy a karke and I'm going to eat the Peiris. So now Rav is going to speak about this nekuda. The 50 zuz that she acquired when she sold her ksube, does he have a schus achilas peiris in this 50 zuz? That means that he could force her to purchase a kak and eat a peiris. This is what Rav is speaking about. Amar Rav hilchas toiva sano leishe ve'ein habal oichel peiris. The Baal has no schus achilas peiris from this 50 zuz. Since these 50 zuz were acquired from the schus that she has after he gives her a get, after he's her husband anymore. So Mele, in these 50 zuz, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. My time, peire tekinu le rabonam, peire de peire le tekinu le rabonam, which is a shver loshen, which will, Mirza Shem Tamar will see the loshen of Taisvis, peina bal oichel peiris le mrinen, Yikach behen karke, behu eichel pei.